Police, two pro-life advocates beaten outside Planned Parenthood in Baltimore. By Catherine Hamilton on May 30, 2023. Two pro-life advocates were attacked outside of a Planned Parenthood in Baltimore, Maryland, on Friday morning, police said. The attack happened just before 10:30 a.m. at the clinic along North Howard Street, according to police. The two victims are both men, 73 and 80 years old, CAF reported Tuesday. LifeSite News first reported on the incident Saturday. Local pro-lifer John Roswell told the outlet via email that Dick Schaefer and Mark Crosby are the men who were allegedly attacked and seriously injured. The pro-life outlet obtained photographs of what appeared to be facial injuries. Roswell said that Schaefer is recovering at home and Crosby was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. Detailing the extent of the injuries, Roswell wrote that Crosby's plate bone in his upper right cheek is completely fractured, and that he is bleeding from some unidentified area behind his eye and the bone-eye orbit is completely shattered and will have to be replaced with metal, according to the report. Dr. Jay Walton, the president of Baltimore County Right to Life, started a GoFundMe for Crosby's medical expenses. Walton said Crosby was brutally beaten while he was praying in front of the Planned Parenthood in Baltimore City. For years, Mark has prayed in front of the Planned Parenthood in Baltimore City to let the scared, young abortion-minded women know that they are loved, that their baby is loved, Walton wrote on the GoFundMe page, which has received nearly $13,000 in donations, surpassing its $10,000 goal. Roswell alleged in the email that the assailant asked a nearby Planned Parenthood escort to hold his drink before lunging at Schaefer. Mark, who was in the street, tried to go to Dick's aid and was hit in the face, knocking him on the ground, and the man then kicked him in the head, Roswell alleged in the email. According to Roswell, it was then that a client from nearby Pro-Life Pregnancy Center Options at 328 Baltimore screamed, prompting a nurse from that facility to come to the aid of the men, the report states. Baltimore City Police said investigators obtained video footage of the incident. The suspect appears to be a white man with brown hair and a full beard, and he was wearing brown shoes, a gray t-shirt, and blue jeans, according to the Daily Signal. Police said the suspect was allegedly seen passing the men before turning around to engage with them, CBS News reported. The suspect was allegedly seen having a visibly aggressive conversation with one of the pro-lifers before he became physical. The suspect is then observed about to turn away but rushes at Crosby and tackles him over a large flower pot, police said. Schaefer reportedly tried to help Crosby, but was shoved to the ground and cut his hand, according to local news reports. Officers said the suspect then continued to punch and kick Crosby, CAT reported. Police are still searching for the attacker, according to the report. Related, black pro-life activist calls out Planned Parenthood for black genocide, they're not our friend.